Okay, take it easy, Calhoun said, looking up from his newspaper to nod at the wall of video monitors rising alongside him. I get paid to notice things, that's all. Doesn't mean I gotta tell nobody. A smile crept over his face. You're a married man, ain't ya? Got a kid at home? Mike set his hands on the security counter and leaned forward, forcing Calhoun to meet his eyes. You're way off base on this.
Not that I blame you. Lord knows, I'd give my left one to get my hands around some of that.
Look.
All right, all right. Don't get all bent out of shape.
Calhoun leaned back on his rickety stool, and Mike heard the big key ring on his belt jingle.
You know, I'm surprised they even made your sorry ass come into work tonight. You must have really pissed somebody off up the food chain, huh?
Mike blew out his breath, relieved at the turn in conversation.
Must have.
And the midnight shift, no less?
Calhoun scowled at him, the incredulity building in his eyes like an impending sneeze.
Christ Jesus, there ain't even anybody here. Ambulance fleet transferred the last patients out to Good Sam's this morning. All that's left is files and furniture. Otherwise, this whole place is as hollowed out as my checking account.
Suits me.
He watched Calhoun's hand move automatically to the breast pocket of his uniform, finding the soft pack of discount cigarettes, shaking one out and installing it expertly between his lips. Though he couldn't have been much older than Mike, Calhoun's entire physical appearance betrayed a lifetime of spectacular misuse and neglect. He was a scrawny, limping, unshaven man with an enormous Adam's apple, who nonetheless evoked a kind of brute durability, as if the very ligature of his body was strung together by alcohol-cured leather. For the 3 years Mike had worked at Tanglewood, Calhoun's office had been a gauntlet that he had to run just to get to the time clock. Here, the security guard sat with his keys, cigarettes, and closed-circuit video feeds from every corner of the hospital, as protected as any endangered species. The gainfully employed American functional alcoholic. And from the current smell of things, Calhoun hadn't waited until he was home to start drinking. Let him say what he wants about Julie Brown, Mike decided. Nobody would believe him anyway.
Aya!
Calhoun grinned in a way that made his long chin appear to grow even longer.
I guess you ought to have it quiet tonight.
He looked around with the comical bewilderment of the person that the universe had chosen as its straight man more often than not.
But I still don't see why they couldn't give you one night off.
I appreciate your concern.
Mike was already leaning into the first step that would carry him away from Calhoun and whatever remained of this conversation when he heard rubber squealing up the service road in front of the hospital. Turning, he saw a line of police cruisers pulling into the rotunda, followed by an ambulance. Officers in blue uniforms were already getting out, moving with the swift urgency of men about their work. Calhoun glanced up.
What the hell is all this happy crap? Got your patient here?
A young cop in sunglasses said, walking up, thrusting a fat stack of pages in Calhoun's direction.
Hold it!
Calhoun put down his paper and stood up, but the EMTs were already opening the back of the ambulance, unloading a stretcher with a man in an orange prison jumpsuit strapped to the rails. The man stared into the blue summer sky with an absolute vacancy of expression that seemed to Mike's eye neither childlike nor tranquil. Like the hospital, he thought, the man on the stretcher looked dead.
Says here he's going for an MRI,
the sunglasses cop said.
Either you two geniuses know where that is?
Mike nodded.
I work there.
Yeah, well, that makes you my new best friend.
Craning his neck, Mike tried to get a better look at the face of the man strapped to the litter. But the shadows of the officers surrounding him continued to float over his features, obscuring them like a series of ill-fitting masks. Felt like the man's face was hiding from him, ducking away just when he thought he might catch a glimpse of it. The cops, all five of them, stood looking at one another.